You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. And the Bulls are back after what was a fairly volatile Tuesday. Not really terrific, not really super terrible either. We now have a clear winner in the race between the Bulls and the Bears on Dalal Street on Wednesday. There were certainly no bumps on Dalal Street on hump day. It was a time for the Bulls. All that happened today on Dalal Street is what I bring to you in this nifty little package we like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the Bulls are back, baby. Yes, and with a bang, supported by short covering ahead of the F&O expiry. The Sensex snapped a three-day losing streak and recouped most of the losses made in the last two sessions, but we are still far off from record highs. The Nifty 50 is back above 11,700, which is a positive sign. Ease in crude oil prices also helped the sentiment, but it is still trading near 2019 highs. The broader markets underperformed the benchmark, with the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices ending with gains of 0.4%. Each, as opposed to the extra performance we saw in the benchmark. On the sector front, barring auto, which ended with losses of 0.3%, all the other sector indices ended with healthy gains of over 1%. The S&P BSE Oil and Gas Index rose 2.3%, followed by the Telecom Index, which was up 1.8%, and the IT Index, which rose 1.3%. Investors are advised to wait for a breakout above 11,856 before initiating any fresh positions in the index, but any correction in quality large or mid-cap companies with strong growth prospects are great buying opportunities on dips, according to experts. Yogesh Mehta, who's vice president of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "We saw short covering rally in the last 1 to 1.5 hours of the trade ahead of the expiry on Thursday after being range bound or dull in the first half of the session. The rally was led by short covering rally in most of the large caps across the sector, such as Reliance Industries, HDFC Twins, TCS, Infosys, and ICICI Bank. The interest in the market remains very high, especially from FIIs ahead of elections, which have poured in over 35,000 crore rupees in March and their net buyers in April as well. Wednesday's rally was largely a technical bounce and there is no nervousness ahead of the elections," unquote. Mehta further added that the only factor which is negative for Indian markets is crude and its impact on the currency, but he said he's comfortable with crude hovering around $75 to $80 a barrel. We've also covered this issue yesterday on our stories of the day. One of the stories we spoke about was the impact of the removal of the waiver on the sanctions that we had from importing oil from Iran. As we know, the United States imposed sanctions on Iran in November 2018 after Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal that was drawn between Iran and other world powers. Now, they had given an exemption for about 6 months, which is about to die on the 2nd of May, to some countries, about eight countries, which could continue to import oil from Iran, but they had to reduce the amount of oil they were supposed to import from Iran. Now, that deadline has come to an end. That is about to come to an end. That is the 2nd of May, and the United States has decided not to extend that waiver. So we're not going to be importing any oil from Iran, and that might also be contributing to the problems that we're seeing in terms of oil prices. So, but more from that interview, that is Yogesh Mehta speaking to our own Kshitijana, is going to follow at the end of this podcast. So do stick around for that. Some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street. Maruti Suzuki fell for a fourth straight day to hit a three-week low ahead of results. The biggest car maker in India is likely to report a weak set of earnings on Thursday for the March quarter on a year-on-year basis, dented by weak volumes and competition. UltraTech Cement rallied over 5% after the company reported a 108% jump in its fourth quarter standalone net profit at 1,017.5 crore rupees on the back of better operating performance. Shares of ACC, on the other hand, fell 3% despite the company reporting better numbers for the quarter ended March 2019. Indiabulls Real Estate rose 10% as the company decided to sell its London property for 1,800 crore rupees to the promoters. Umesh Mehta, head of research at Samco Securities, said, and I quote, "With this, Indiabulls Real Estate will be able to reduce debt on its books and concentrate solely on its NCR and Mumbai properties as Brexit-related issues are creating a sluggish demand," unquote. Very quickly, a flight across the world as usual. Asian markets ended mostly lower today, despite S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite ending at record highs overnight. Japan's Nikkei 225 shed 0.27% at 22,200, while South Korea's Kospi fell 0.88% to close at 2,201.03. Shanghai Composite ended flat at 3,201.61, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 0.53% to close at 29,805.83. European markets are open and they've been trading mixed as market participants are keenly watching corporate earnings. Well, like we promised earlier, Yogesh Mehta of Motilal Oswal spoke to our own Kshitij Anand, and this is what he has to say about some stocks that are looking attractive and what crude price might mean to the Indian markets. That's coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Yogesh Mehta, Vice President of Motilal Oswal Financial Services. So welcome to the podcast, Yogesh.
Yeah, thanks, Chizzy.
Well, Yogesh, it was another volatile day for Indian markets. You know, in fact, in the morning, Nifty was just chugging along. But then again, in the second half of the day, we saw bulls coming back yet again. So, was it short coverings ahead of, F&O expiry that's tomorrow? And which were the stocks that sort of led the rally?
Market was very dull throughout the day. And in the last 1.5 hours, we saw a short covering rally ahead of expiry tomorrow. So far, what we have seen on the reversal replica of diversified replica of Bank Nifty and Nifty. Bank Nifty made a high and then corrected by 1300 points from the top. Wherein Nifty made a new high of 856 just in last week and then corrected by only 300 points. But 11550 technical bounce we have seen, because 11550 is a strong support level for the market with the previous rally on technical indicators, and the technical indicators were suggesting that markets are going towards oversold territory. So it has not entered into that. So that was showing that, you know, again, the so-called all the large cap stocks in the across the sector, we can name it in IT sector, TCS, Infosys, again, Reliance as a barometer, and even HDFC Twin and ICICI Bank in private sector. So all these stocks went up on a higher side on a short covering rally ahead of expiry tomorrow. And we have seen that VIX is on the high side and it will remain there because of the election month coming nearer and nearer day by day. So that's why we see that interest in the market on the buy side remains very high by FIIs, though they are just seller of 200-300 crores in last 2 days. But so far they have bought what 35,000 crores in March, and April is also equally high. So we feel that today's rally was basically a technical bounce, and there is no nervousness ahead of election, but everybody is gung-ho about it because the third phase has just been over. Crude was the only concern, and the rising rupee, which has led to this correction temporarily. But we are comfortable on the economy side if we are at around $75 to $80 basket for the crude.
Perfect. One sector which has been under pressure for some time now, where, you know, I'm talking about the auto index, which in fact closed in negative for the fourth consecutive day in a row. So why exactly investors are nervous about Tata Motors as well as Maruti Suzuki?
Kshitij, for Tata Motors, I would say that there was a nervousness at around 150, 160 and post that we have seen a smart rally of almost we can say more than 60%. But from the top, it has corrected only because of, again, it has been, you know, plummeting China sales, then Brexit, which has been postponed to now September, but still the overhang will remain there. And there is a cost cutting which has led to this rally for the JLR, but again, write down of $3.9 billion in the last year. So that gives some kind of victory mode going ahead from here. So China GDP number, which has given a strong at least positive sign for JLR sale. So that has given a strong rally. But again, it is just a mild correction, but it is still very strong. Maruti, we have seen a correction in last 2-3 days ahead of results tomorrow.
Right.
Because we anticipate that this time, a profit decline will be seen by almost 20-22% range YOY basis. And the margin would be, I think, we are projecting that it could be on the lower end, much lower. Instead of 14, it could be in the range of 12-12.5. So that is everybody's purviewing. And it has given a strong rally from 6500 last time to 7500. And it has corrected, but obvious.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for your time, sir. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure. Bye.
That was a wrap on everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street today. We'll, of course, see you later in the evening as well with our stories of the day. And we have already released another podcast about political alliances and what they mean in this election in different states. We'll also, of course, be back first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street, as well as some stocks for you to choose from. Until then, please do feel free to write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. And until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.